Yeah, yeah, you're gonna fuck like a dog, like a cat, you little weirdo, little pedo. Get out of here.
Wait, what are we talking about? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of An Interesting Discussion Sometimes. It's, you know, the regular boys. We're back. It's me, Christian, back with Harsha, Haran, and Tarun. And we're going to kick off this very special episode 204 with some amazing news. I'm going to pitch it over to my guy Tarun for the special announcement.
Yes, the time has come. My brother is officially a father. Yeah. And I am officially an uncle to my wonderful niece, Pia, who I was going to say I talked to her earlier today. I mean, I guess I spoke. She didn't really say anything.
I spoke at her.
No, yeah. Beginning of this month, February, as of we're recording, I went back to Nova. She was born February 8th. One of the very few birthdays I hopefully will remember moving forward. But yeah, what a profound experience. She was born while I was on the bus back from New York City, and I was able to see her the morning after when hospital visitation hours were open. My sister-in-law's like labor was like, I think she said like 20 minutes, which is unreal. I think some people last like days potentially.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, Pia was in and out of there hella fast. Everything went well, very healthy baby. Not as fat as they were once expecting. The doctor said it was probably gonna, it might be a chubby baby, but she's nice. Holding her for the first time, definitely the weirdest thing, one of the weirdest things I have ever experienced in my life, in that it's like so mind boggling. Like, you know, babies are small, but when they're in your arms, like I'm already a small dude. The fact that she was like essentially the size of my forearm, like from my elbow to my hand, is like nuts. And you can, like, as you're holding this whole person in your arms, you can feel them sort of like breathing and like moving slightly. And she was just sleeping most of the time that I've interacted with her. She's just been sleeping, but like just feeling her like move around a little bit, like her warmth is just like, yeah, what a crazy fucking experience. I thought maybe I would cry, but I was more so just like shocked that this is like a reality. I'll let Pyle talk about it next time that she comes on, what her experience was. But I think they're sort of in the midst of getting to grips with the new schedule, which is like every 3 hours this baby needs to be put to sleep, and within those 3 hours, there's a few times she like wakes up, needs to be changed, needs to eat, needs this, needs that, and they're on call all the time for this baby. But yeah, she's doing well. Today was her 21st day of life, so I don't know what the significance is, but in Indian culture, there's like this concept of like, oh, like it's your 21st day, we need to celebrate it. I don't know necessarily what that is or what that's about, but
just like my 21st celebration, or a little bit different.
A little different.
Oh, okay, little okay. Different. Yeah.
Although the amount of speaking that she was doing was very similar to yours. Fair. But yeah, my parents and stuff decorated the house, and she had a nice little photo shoot thing, and it was good, man. I don't know when I'll necessarily see her next, but need to figure out some type of present or something to bring her. Not that she'll know or care or anything, but
baby Jordans.
Yeah, but actually I think she's even too small to have those, Loki.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's probably like a 1-year-old.
So maybe I'll find like a, maybe I'll try to find a velour tracksuit.
That'd be so cute. Are you gonna get one too then, or just for her?
Maybe I'll pass this time. I don't know. I feel like I need to pass down the torch.
I feel like at a certain age, wearing like a velour tracksuit could give like the wrong vibes around kids. You know, that's just all I'll say.
What does that mean? What pedophiles wear tracksuits?
I will say, I jump in here.
I was at playing basketball outside the other day. There was some dude in a fucking track suit that was not the same color of the one that you wanted. Yeah. But it was like brown and it was like matching. Bro, me and this dude on my team, we're like, yo, this guy like touches kids. Like there's something wrong with him.
But what so, if he touches their hearts because he's a basketball coach and it's like a movie, you know, where he's like the
he touches kids and hearts.
Yeah.
He was not touching their hearts. He was no. I'm not gonna say what I think he was doing, but he was not doing that.
Let's not talk about this.
Yeah, sorry. We're ruining your niece's experience. So how's that Puneeth handling it all? Like, have you got hits aside of the things?
I mean, they're tired. I think I would say like already in the way that like when I call them, he doesn't sound as tired. I think they've kind of found their groove. Mm-hmm. I think what will be tough like moving forward is like Puneeth's gonna start going back to work soon. Yeah. And so once that happens, it'll probably be more difficult, but I think they're starting to get a gist of like, a sense of like, oh, the baby needs this right now because she's crying this way or she's moving this way or whatever. Because they can't speak, right? So you gotta like kind of guess. It's like all pattern recognition, I guess. So they're getting the hang of it.
It's crazy. It feels like it was so long ago, but as you're saying, it's been quite literally 3 weeks. So.
I know, dude.
That's insane. So a lot of updates to come in the future, I'm sure. You know, all sorts of milestones in her life that you can share with us. So that's something to look forward to. But as you mentioned, it is February and it happens to actually be on the day of recording the last day of February. So we said we would do this sporadically. We have a little gym update for you guys with our accountability group. More or less, the title of it. Everybody except me so far has done all 14 days, which is wonderful. I will be doing my 14th day or session after this podcast. So we will all be there.
Damn,
we'll
right? You got time? It's already 10.
Hey, I'm really 2 hour. I'm following a 2 hour podcast right now. So
yeah, dude, I'm ready to talk forever. Yeah.
Suddenly, I'm awake.
You talk for 2 hours, get $5. Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's crazy. Haran gets an extra 3 hours. Harsha gets an extra hour. Man, this shit's rigged. Anyway,
no, Harsha already finished. No.
Yeah, I'm saying like you know.
Oh yeah, generally
I guess I could start the month earlier than them, but I don't know if it really works like that. Anyway. So I feel like for some context, first month it was me, Harsha, and Tarun. This month, February, Haran and our buddy Anuj joined this group. Anuj really shouldn't have joined this group because I feel like he didn't need any fucking accountability. Because this guy did the 14 days within like 13 days or some shit. Like, I don't know. I mean, I was just so dumbfounded as to how quickly this guy was just grinding it out at the gym. But I mean, shout out to him because that's insane dedication. I think I spoke about this last month. Like personally, I think that as the weather gets warmer, it's just gonna be so much easier to grind this out. It's just getting it through January. Now we've gone through February. March may be tough at the beginning, but I think that once the month moves along and it gets warmer, the only things that will be stopping us more or less will be like personal travel and stuff like that. So how did you guys think February went? Haran, this is your first month of, I mean, you also be dealing with some rehab type things, so
off the cocaine.
That combined with this is like, I was insane. I guess more context for people listening, if you haven't known, my ankle, I tore a couple of games my ankle back in October. I'm still feeling the effects now coming into March, which isn't great.
And they gave him, and they gave him cocaine to deal with it.
So I got double rehab. I kind of just joined this thinking I can like start improving my like leg and like try to like get more like mass back in my right leg at least. And that was what I was doing for the first like, I guess, couple weeks of the month. And then I think more recently I started like alternating like arms, chest, shoulder, back, everything. Trying to get like more full body workout. So in terms of like my ankle, I haven't noticed like sizable difference, which isn't great. I'm seeing the doctor tomorrow, so I guess he'll be the ultimate judge of my progress. I'm kind of scared he's going to re-insist that I get back into PT, which I guess I could do. It's just, I don't know, it just, it felt like I was throwing money away when I was going before. But maybe this PT exercise I do in California will be different from what I did in Virginia. I guess we'll see if I decide to do it. And I guess PT could maybe count towards like half a session. I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out later. Anyway, the actual gym stuff, it was good. I think I originally started out slow. So like I had to do a couple in a, like days in a row, which I didn't enjoy. I felt like I wasn't pushing myself like I usually would. And then eventually I got to a point where I could just alternate every other day. And I was been doing that for the last like, I guess like 10 or 9 sessions, which was good. Like I felt like I was in a good rhythm with things. So yeah, no complaints really. Haven't really done like weights this consistently since like maybe during COVID, and even then I think it wasn't this consistent. So I guess we'll see what it feels like or how I feel in like a couple months from now, but so far so good.
That's good, man. I'm glad that, you know, you're at least finding some consistency and at least you're seeing some noticeable difference. But Harsha, Tarun, you guys both dealt with individual obstacles this month. Harsha, you traveled a little bit. Tarun, you were a little sicky boy and you traveled. So Harsha, why don't you kick us off with how you dealt with your first kind of maybe roadblock in the journey?
It was good before I went to Austin, and then after that I went to the gym every day.
Yeah.
Which if I didn't have this, I honestly probably wouldn't have, just because I'm also like super busy.
Yeah.
But
it's fine. Did you have the option to go in Austin, or like just was it everything like
worked out? You have like time? No time. Yeah, like because our session started at like breakfast started at like 7:30 to like.
That was just like my comp. Yeah, that was just like mine in Denver. Like I literally had no time. Like in the morning, I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'll go to the gym in the morning. I was like, I have to get up at 6:45. I'm like, I'm fucking chalked. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, like I brought everything. I brought like shoes and like basketball shorts and whatever. And I was like, fucking waste of space.
Yeah,
I don't know how they start so early. It's like. Even like they schedule stuff until late in the night or whatever. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great, but I did it. So
nice.
We'll see how March goes. Another trip lined up. So.
Well,
if you go skiing, I'll count that. To be fair, that's easy to count.
Does that count?
Yeah, I'll count it. That's like, you feel pretty sore by the end of the day. At least I do, or I did when I went.
I'll give you like if you go like how your trip's like what 6 days.
I'll be skiing for four. Yeah, 4 days.
I'll give you 3.
Yeah.
3.5. Like
threes.
What?
I'll give 2.25.
That's just so, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
I'll give you four. But you're going for fun though, so like we gotta like take off one maybe.
That's so dumb.
No, it's true. Yeah. You're not going for a workout. Yeah, you're going to social.
Like, yeah, but like you think like you play basketball just to like get a day in the 14, like that's still fun, right?
Yeah, but some people like are, I don't know, man. But you're gonna like be drinking at night, so like that like take off like one. So like,
all right, yeah, we'll figure this out later. Anyway, I'm glad you.
You better push yourself down that slope, bro. That's all I'll say.
Yo.
You be churning. You better be churning.
Anyway, Tarun, yeah, you had all sorts of things come up this month during the shortest month of the year. How'd you?
Yeah. No, yeah, it was tough, bro. The first two weekends, I wasn't in New York, and then the week after I was like sick for like a good 8 days, I would say, and that fucked it. And then going to the gym for like whatever 6-7 days straight after that took a toll. I'm definitely gonna take like at least 2 rest days. I'm feeling hella tired. I'm glad I finished it, and there were a couple times that I had to do just walks for like 45 minutes or something like that. I think I got like 8,000 or 9,000 steps in each of those, which is like good to break it up. But in an ideal world, those would have just been more time at the gym. I think it's good though, because I think it made me realize that, like, you know, I mean, just generally, like, life happens, like shit happens, and I feel like if I'm still able to like put in the work and hit the goal, that means like moving forward, if some shit happens, I'm pretty confident I'll be able to do it again. I just hope that next time it's not being sick, it's just like going home or something instead.
Yeah.
But I did feel like a hell of a piece of shit that week that I was sick, because I was like, I just didn't move. I didn't like have any energy. And then as soon as I got back to the gym and I started pushing some weights, I was like, oh my God, I feel like a human again, which is like a weird feeling. I think I'm finally like in the habit of it, I guess. So which is a good thing, but yeah.
Christian, how about you? No.
I mean, I guess TBD, because I have one.
This 14 day might kill this guy. He might not be.
I mean, yeah, so I did cardio this morning, actually. I had meant to go to the gym yesterday, but I believe I've talked about in the podcast before that sometimes my sleep schedule gets so fucked. Yesterday, I got back from work. I fell asleep at 6:30 and woke up at 1.
Man,
I wanted to go to the gym yesterday. But for obvious reasons, that just like my body just decided that wasn't going to happen. Yeah. So yeah, I got up this morning, went to the gym, and then after this, I'm going to go again. It's good. I mean, like I said, the weather's been nicer, so I've been able to get outside for basketball a couple of times, which is really nice. I've started adding on. I talked about it on our last podcast with Vincent, like getting into golf. There's a golf sim in my apartment, and so I've started adding that. Like if I go like on the weekend or something, adding that on to the end of it, which is not a workout, and it's although I do feel as though I'm using my arm muscles and my like hips a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I talked about it on that episode as well. Like I want to try my hand at like walking a course and like seeing what that's like, because I feel like that in itself is like just kind of like a full commitment, because you're there for like hours and like all sorts of stuff. So maybe once the weather gets nicer, try that out one time. But yeah, nothing crazy, just a lot of cardio. This past week I got back into lifting a bit more, because I honestly had just been doing cardio for who knows how long. But I really enjoyed the session I actually did on Monday, which was I woke up, went to the gym during my all staff meeting, did cardio, and then played basketball at night. And that was an extremely tiring, but like in a really good way, day. Like it felt so good to just like feel as though I'd given everything, because I spent like 2.5 hours playing basketball, which is like, it's not like, consistently it's probably not good, but it's just something about all that exertion that like to be able to recharge feels so much better. But yeah, it's been a good month, assuming I complete it, which, you know, I have no problems with thinking that I won't. So looking forward to the next 10 months.
Yeah, I guess since you guys have been doing it for 2 months, have you like noticed like noticeable difference in like your body, like gains or like just like endurance or anything? Like, what's been the biggest like a sign of progress that like this like the last 2 months have like done something to you, or has nothing happened really? You're just feeling all right.
I think I haven't noticed anything like with my body specifically yet. I think it's more just like planning it and getting into routine and doing something active, but yeah, I don't think I've changed physically that much.
I guess how many times were you guys like working out or like going to the gym before like this year started, like on like a monthly average, would you say?
0, 1 for me, probably
like 7.
So yeah,
like 2 or 3. Yeah.
All right,
so big jump, but I agree that I haven't noticed a huge difference when it comes to like, oh, how much weight I can, you know, I don't put a lot of focus on that. I'm just kind of doing self body stuff and then weight training sort of stuff. Very, very light. So I feel like to make a sizable difference in that, you have to be a lot more consistent. Like our rate of going is like very good. Like it's very doable for like the normal person at a good rate. But I feel like if you want to like really be building muscle at like just to notice a difference that quickly, like you have to be going like pretty much every other day, like very consistently, like a lot more disciplined about it. Cause I mean, clearly I'd be going like in bursts. Like I feel like that's not the right way to do it, at least speaking for myself. So to notice those sorts of differences, I think you have to approach it a little differently.
Yeah.
Also eat more protein.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, for me, not like crazy changes. I have noticed that my shoulders and arm, like biceps, have gotten a bit bigger. And I am like a few pounds heavier. I think Christian's right about the consistency. I think since it's like so off, it's hard for me to push like to failure, basically. Like push those last few reps where you get the most gains when you go like 7 days in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like why it's annoying. And then, yeah, I think what Harsh was saying in terms of eating, like that's my goal for March, is to just eat a lot better. Not that I was eating bad this month. Definitely got protein in, but I need to get more if I want to put size on. And I think, I mean, I still have a little bit of a belly, so I need to reduce the rice intake and replace that with more protein, which is just like, yeah, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of thinking ahead, I feel like, for meals and shit.
Just buy a lot of meat, bro. I think that's like the best. Just like cook. I mean, don't really season it that much either. Just cook it as much as you want. I mean, if you're like eating rice and curry, just take a little bit less rice out and put more chicken in instead, and you probably fill up just about the same.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I just think I'm getting kind of tired of what I've been eating, which is just like chicken. It's like a chicken bowl of like a different country every time. Like first it's like Mexican, then it's like an Indian chicken bowl. This time I made like a Mediterranean, like with like cucumber and tomato and red onion and chickpeas. But I'm just getting tired of this chicken bowl series. So that's true, I think, yeah. I need to buy some like tuna or salmon. But
yeah, like to do that, salmon would be good.
Yeah, I just never cooked salmon before. So then it's like, okay, I got to think about this a little
bit. Pop that bitch in the oven, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Or the air fryer.
Air fryer would be good too. Air fryer salmon's really good.
Bless. Yeah.
Actually, I don't even know if you could pan fry salmon, but I think it's actually more common that you put it in the oven or air fry it. Yeah. Am I wrong about that, Christian? I don't know. At least that's what I do in my house.
I'm not one.
That's a level of my experience of cooking salmon.
You definitely. I did try making overnight oats yesterday, and I ate it today, and I think I got the ratio wrong because this shit tastes like this shit tastes like ass, man.
Overnight ass.
I put like, it was just the oats. It was like chocolate protein powder, Greek yogurt, some milk, cinnamon, and strawberries. Sounds like a good combination.
Yeah.
Something was wrong though, bro.
What do you taste like as? Like it was sour?
Like, okay, no. I think maybe the taste was like just a bit too like
assy.
What's the word? No, not that.
Yeah.
It tasted like it was old. I don't know how else to describe that.
It is overnight.
Yeah, make it tonight.
I think what I need to do is make it a little bit less like sludge and a little bit more like loose, for lack of a better word. So add more milk and shit, and then I think I'd probably get not chocolate protein powder but like vanilla, because that feels more normal in the morning.
I think it mixed better with the strawberries too.
Chocolate to mix with strawberries?
Yeah.
No. What?
My mom put like when I was at home, my mom put berries, like frozen berries, with my, like, she was like, put this with your protein powder. Like, when I came out from the gym one day, I hate it. I hate chocolate protein powder and berries. It tastes like shit.
That's good news, because I was thinking of, I'm gonna get, I have a liquidizer, but I haven't really used it yet, so I was gonna get protein powder.
You have liquid ass?
Liquidizer. Okay. I was gonna use it to make some like smoothies, like protein smoothies, but I haven't used it yet, so I will not try that combination then, Harsha.
Well, I feel like some people love like a thick smoothie where they gotta like eat it with a spoon almost. I hate that shit. I absolutely
like extra malt.
That's
not,
fine
yeah.
if it tastes good.
Yeah, I feel like it's just if it's more liquidy, that just means that there's like a lot more milk in there, which is like, milk is good. Don't get me wrong, but like the other stuff like should be like the main source of it. I feel like.
Good point.
That is fair.
Amrita started putting dates in her smoothie, which is pretty good, actually.
That sounds really good.
How old is she? That's really crazy. How old is she? Anybody under the age of 55 eat fucking dates. That's cool, though. Yeah, on the topic of fruit, I've been buying and eating so much fucking fruit. But the one thing that turned me off is this past week, I bought some grapes. And I always wash my fruit before I put them away. So I took all of them off the stems. I washed them with like apple cider vin and some baking soda.
The apple cider what?
Don't say it.
Apple cider vin diesel?
You know, that stuff. And first of all, I should have known something was weird when I knew there was like a waxy feel on my fingers from taking all the grapes off the stem. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's like a chalky like residue was on my fingers. And I was like, okay, I know that they always spray fruit with some sort of whatever, like anti-bug, like pesticide or whatever.
Yeah.
So if I wash it, it should be fine. Anyway, I go to eat these grapes like the next day. And like the consistency of them was like they were frozen and they were like thawing out. Mm. Like it was just so strange. And I have like half a pound of grapes sitting in my fridge that I'm just not going to eat because they're just like I actually have to bite into them. They're not like soft in the middle. They're like kind of hard.
What if you leave it out of the fridge? Will it like thaw?
Make a smoothie.
That's like a watermelon. Just water. Well, maybe not with these grapes, but yeah, so I've been eating the rest of the fruit that I have around it and just not touching the grapes. So
yeah, I need to eat more fruit. That's my problem. I only eat apple, banana,
pear. That's enough. That's all you need.
Nah, but I feel like I should eat like strawberries, mango, you know, maybe. I don't know.
You bought some dragon fruit the other day? So bad.
Why was it bad?
I don't know. It didn't taste like anything. I don't know. I think I've had it maybe once before. But yeah, I guess the one at the grocery store was just pretty bad.
I feel like it's supposed to be more for the effect you get out of it, like the probiotic effect. Than the
taste, I don't need that. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good over there.
Yeah, big yogurt guy, big diarrhea guy.
Yeah. But yeah, nah, don't get it if you're gonna try other fruits.
All right.
One of my friends in Chicago, he this past week he shared like what he eats every day because he hits 172 grams of protein every day.
Holy shit! Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's
disgusting.
It doesn't sound fun. It's like chicken breast. I saw a lot of skim milk on there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Some protein shakes.
Some?
How many protein shakes?
I think two protein shakes, like one in the morning, one in the some more chicken breast. And I was like, oh, is this like for this week or like nah, every day.
I like follow this dude on TikTok that like I think he lives in Chicago. Bro's life looks hella like not sad but just like monotone. I don't know, like it's like the same day over and over. But I just watch it because like it's like kind of like entertaining to see if he mixes something up because he sometimes does. But anyway, like every fucking like time on Sunday when he like comes back, he has like 6 chicken breasts in the fridge. He's got like 15 potatoes, like 3 cartons of eggs. I'm like, bro, this guy is different. Every single meal is egg, potato, chicken, or like a steak or whatever, like meat. And I don't know. He seems happy, I guess.
I feel like when people try to hit these goals of like protein intake and stuff, I feel like most of the time it's like hella boring. But there's actually no reason that you need to make your food that boring to hit your goals.
I mean, like, when you want to minimize the amount of time, you have just meal prep. I understand.
And minimize calories. It's like 1,400 calories, but 172 grams.
What?
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's bonkers.
That sounds around crazy. There.
Or like 1,500. Yeah, it's like it's less than 2,000, I'm pretty sure. He said he's been doing it for 6 weeks.
No, he's trying to.
How did he feel? Wait, is he like he's working out a lot, I'm assuming, too? Or just bulking up?
Yeah, he's like a really, he's a built dude. And he's like, yeah, it's been fine. I got used to it.
When you say I got used to it, that's never a good selling point.
Yeah, but like, because he's like, yeah, I just do it. I don't know how long he's going to keep it up, but I mean.
Honestly, that sounds like something you could do, Arsha. That sounds like you.
But a nice snack.
I just do it. That would be you in 6 weeks, bro. You could do that.
Nah, I need some chips.
He is a big snacker, bro. I kind of stopped snacking, low key. I don't have as many Milanos every day anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Rather than chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk, no. Even chocolate milk has reduced. Like usually, an 18 pack will last me like 18 days. but this one's still here. I think I got this like end of January. So,
but are you happy with yourself right now, though?
Am I happy with myself? I mean, not generally, but
you, right. Go take a chocolate milk in Milano. You deserve it, man.
No, it's not like that. I just think I'm just not as hungry because I'm eating like bigger breakfasts, generally bigger meals.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. More balanced meals. Yeah.
Yeah. I do think I'm consuming too many eggs, though. I think my cholesterol got to be fucked, bro.
Wait, how many eggs do you continue to make?
I eat, depending on the day, 2 or 3 eggs, like scrambled, and then a bagel, and then some fruit. But that feels like a lot. I feel like I
maybe. I mean, every day, yolk. maybe rest on like 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
I feel like
take an egg rest day. Yeah.
Egg rest.
Yeah, you deserve it.
I think I probably eat like. I think I eat probably like 8 eggs a week, maybe.
Yeah.
Or take 8 or 9. Yeah, I think that's all right. I don't know. I feel all right, but maybe I haven't gone to a doctor recently, so I could be fucking shocked.
Who got a blood test recently?
Not recently, no.
No.
Okay. All right. I guess let's check up and.
Let's do it together.
Yeah, let's do it together. No. That'd be so funny. No. Blood test reveal.
Blood test reveal. No. We can put it on the TikTok account, bro.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's a fucking interesting content. Yeah.
Last year my blood test, my cholesterol was already like in the yellow range.
Oh really?
Green. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
The damn chips, bro.
You think it's the chips? You think it's the chips?
I don't know. I think it's just like, I think some of it's also predisposed, but
yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think our diet's like super, you know, helpful in that way.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm just vitamin D deficient. At least November me, I've been taking supplements since.
I can hook you up. They have some good supplements at Costco.
Thanks.
We want to do a sporadic, probably it's going to be every other solo if it keeps to this cadence, update of our, I guess, fitness journeys isn't really the right term or phrase, but, you know, kind of updates every once in a while how our accountability group is going. If you're interested, it's probably too late to join at this point for March, but, you know, hit us up for April if you're really looking forward to joining this group. But keeping on the theme of things that have happened in the last few weeks. Harsha, you did mention that you've been in Austin. It was not just for work, although it was probably just for work, knowing how you roll. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your trip and what kind of things you had to do?
Ain't no shot the dude went to Austin midweek, not for work only.
I went Tuesday, came back Friday. My flight to Austin got delayed 3 hours, which is like so. It was really dumb.
Because what was like your real time reaction when you saw it? Like, do you like have like an actual? Did you say something out loud?
No. I just like continued to work, and also I was really glad that it delayed while I was home. I wasn't at the airport.
Yeah,
that's a good point. I would have really gotten angry, but I checked the morning, it was on time, and the incoming flight that it said on American was like, oh yeah, it came from Austin to Chicago like this morning. Oh. It's here. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, whatever. Like, it's already there. Weather's like 70 in both places. I was like, this never happens. Like, and then later in the afternoon, I don't know what happened to this flight, but they changed it to make it come from Albuquerque. And I was like, okay, so that delayed it by an hour and a half. And then I checked later, it got delayed again because the flight from Albuquerque returned to sender.
Returned to sender.
I've never seen that before. So then I left it. Then the next flight came from Cabo, which I was like, there's no way I'm going to Austin today. It was like really funny to see on my Twitter feed why like this flight from Albuquerque, like somebody was on this flight, like some Barstool guy, I think, and like talking about the flight where this guy was trying to open the exit door. It was one of the doors like while the flight was in the air.
Oh, that was that flight?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Crazy? That's crazy.
And then, I was like, oh shit, from Albuquerque? Yeah, it's my definitely my flight. No wonder it went back. So,
oh wow.
Yeah. So it was stupid. But I was supposed to like have dinner with my cousins that day, but I got home at 11 or 12. So, but
you know what's crazy? Time with them. I have a friend who is a flight attendant, and I just pieced together something that she posted on her story that she was a flight attendant on that fucking flight.
Dude, what the hell? What is
happening? Oh shit.
She was like, oh, something about like people complaining about being a flight attendant is like, oh, me when the passenger tried to open the exit door of the air last night. I was like, wait, what the that's fuck? So I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And now you, even though I knew what you were talking about, putting those two things together right now in real time is just such a mind fuck for me. Anyway,
dude, I think a Boeing 737-757, like the door literally flew off the plane.
Yeah, the
like,
Alaska. Yeah. Alaska Airlines.
What the hell is happening, man?
Yeah,
but. But yeah, the CEO got fired or something because of that, or like whoever's like managed that project got fired.
Yeah.
Haran, go work and fix your shit, man. Figure it out.
I'm not a mechanical engineer like that, bro.
But you did it though. You know what it is.
You know what it is. You know what it is. Wait, so you didn't get to have dinner with your cousins, but you still got to see them?
No, I had. I mean, redacted. Redacted. There's redacted. Yeah. The next day, I got to spend the morning with them and lunch, and then headed over to see my family friends. Tried to fit everything in like, 12 hours. So it was busy, but it was nice to see them. I wish I could stay longer, but with class, it didn't work out.
You don't have to lie. It's okay. They're not going to listen to this.
I'm not lying, and they could. So
cut that out.
But. Yeah, then I head over to the venue. It's like an hour and a half Uber from, even though it's still Austin. But.
Hour and a half?
What?
Yeah, what the hell? How big is Austin?
Austin's not that big, but this resort is like it's like Cedar Creek. It's like a little farther. It's like 20 minutes from the airport the opposite way. It's like just ranches and like a Tesla factory, and it's like really in a remote area.
Okay.
And like when you get into the resort, it's like an 8-minute drive just to get to the hotel part of it. It's like
right,
golf
right.
clubs, basketball courts, and all this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice. I wish I could have like enjoyed, being outside. Like people that flew in on Wednesday were able to like either go to downtown or, play some pickleball and stuff, basketball. But I just got there. Yeah, the first day was an engineering department dinner, and they actually all the managers that had people that were promoted, they had to stand up, and then they were like, had to
"Oh, that
the
was
person
you."
That got promoted. They had to make the person that got promoted stand up and like say like nice things in front of everybody.
So, what did they say about
you? It was really awkward. I can't actually. Honestly, I had an idea of what he was going to say, but like he was on the other side of this big room and it was really hard to actually hear. So. But I appreciated the recognition, I guess. And then.
They all raised a glass to you?
Huh? No, they didn't. It was open bar though. So people were drinking. And then people were wanting to play poker, and I was like, no. I there's like actual poker players in that group, so like that one's like,
oh shit, yeah. You don't want, yeah.
Byron was only 50, so I don't know who won.
That's what they get you, bro.
Only, yeah. This dude got.
I can imagine
bro.
Like.
Wow.
No, I mean like if they're real poker players, yeah, you can imagine
the
bot.
Now he has all the money. He's at only $50.
Yeah, you peasantry.
Yeah.
But the next day was just like a bunch of meetings, and like we had an author come in. They gave us this book to read like in the beginning of January that I didn't read at all. I read the intro, but it's
it
like about
like freshman year of college.
Yeah, yeah, like summer reading.
Like you don't have to read it, obviously. Like I didn't. No one read it.
Harsh.
Like
they didn't have a quiz.
Pages.
They didn't have a quiz.
500 pages about like central banks and the financial crisis.
Oh, it's not shit. Like a life book. It's a. Very knowledgeable book kind of
thing. Oh yeah, yeah. Very knowledgeable.
Oh god.
So the guy was British and he was just talking and couldn't remember some of the stuff he was saying. Yeah. But
was nightlife in Austin alright then, or was it pretty busy, the bars you went to?
They were fine. There was like super packed. I also don't know if we went to like the main area. It was also I guess it was a Thursday, so maybe we would have had a lot of people, but it wasn't like dead, I think.
True.
Yeah, but yeah, all in all, good trip, and came back. I was super tired because I had only 3 hours of sleep. But
you're crazy.
They should have told us that they were giving us a duffel bag and a hoodie and all this shit, because like no one really like understood that they needed to keep space for a duffel bag in their suitcase.
Yeah,
yeah.
I figured it out.
Yeah, it's a pretty big gift. Yeah.
Yeah, it was hype. The bag's nice, and I like the hoodie. I lost the bandana that they gave us, but
lost, quote unquote.
But then yeah, we got a nice team picture at a photo booth with my team, and then yeah, the last day they made everyone again stand up and. For a round of applause for being promoted. And it's like, oh, thanks. It was nice. Then I think the craziest thing that happened was we had a person come. They announced it earlier. I looked her up, and her profession is just an orator. She just gives speeches. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a thing.
Huh?
She's like, just a professional speaker.
Well, what was she talking about though? Like, she's a professional speaker for a certain subject, or she's just a professional speaker such that like they can be hired to speak about anything.
Honestly, I don't know, maybe, but it's more like I guess corporate, like motivational and like how to.
Oh yeah, yeah. And,
like
yeah,
but I didn't know. Like usually, I thought like they're a speaker here because they
did something.
They did. Hey, boy, she might have done something too, bro.
Validating.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I was just confused.
You think you're better than her?
She did some stuff. She did.
Oh, she's saying like, I got promoted. Who are you?
She did some stuff. She was like an actress in like some commercials and stuff. And she did like a 75-day trip to Alaska, where she figured out that she wanted to do this as a career.
Okay, so stuff that doesn't really matter at all to anybody.
I didn't say that. But apparently, it was kind of crazy. She did a 75-day thing, and like she only was able to take two showers in 75 days.
Yeah, able. Okay.
So she only got two sessions in?
Huh?
She only got two sessions out of 75 days? 2 out of 75?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Damn.
But she started, she's really animated, obviously, because I guess you have to be if you're going to be a speaker. But she started doing, miming charades. She was like, because she was talking about how she met with some French mime person and like learned miming, and then she started becoming a tree and a vulture and a bird, and like apparently after this, like this one dude in the front was just like cracking up so hard, and like, but it was crazy. He was geeking, but it was like interesting. It was an interesting experience. Yeah, it's all a good trip. I really like the property, like the space around it and fireplaces and stuff.
Definitely add Austin to our travel list.
Let's do a podcast company retreat in Austin, bro. That'd be fun.
I go there. I feel like I go there more than my house.
Well, okay. Well, maybe Harsha will take PTO during our retreat and decide not to show up. But all right, speaking of work, Harsha. You sent along this quiz. It reminds me of one of those like BuzzFeed articles. It's like, oh, what blank are you type thing. But it's kind of a corporate profile fitter thing, but like in a much more casual way. It's like, oh, what type of roles should you be searching for? Maybe like what industry? But it's very, like I said, very casual. It's in a cake format, I think. Do you want to maybe explain it real quick, and then we'll all go through our answers since we all took the quiz?
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but basically you answer questions about how you think of yourself, either getting a new job and what things you value and stuff, and it's like a personality test. You get matched to a cake, tells you what jobs you could be good at, traits about you, and like people you're compatible with, and let's see what cakes we are.
Yeah, so this is a quiz from this professional recruiter, and they pretty much will show you jobs that are available, or they'll like find jobs for you type of thing if you pay. But they're called Cake Resume, and like Harsha said, they ask you all these questions. It's a pretty short survey, and then they match you to a profile, which is named with a cake. So I guess I'll just start, and then I'll kind of go through all of them, and then we can compare. So I got roll cake, ROLL cake, which I don't know if I've ever ate a roll cake before.
They're good, man.
I will say that I do look kind of like the little picture that they provided, so that makes me feel better about it. They gave you some like hashtags. I got meticulous, perfectionist, and double checker, and I think meticulous is the only one that doesn't really fit. It says 22% of people are also this type, and then they give some like graph that shows you like what direction your highest strengths are, and attention to detail, action oriented, problem solving, innovation, teamwork, and influence. I'll just say like the most prominent ones are attention to detail and teamwork for me. They tell you kind of like what jobs you should look for. This little blurb about it. And then like what other people would say about somebody who fits this profile, like your colleagues. They give some recommended roles in maybe industries like finance, bookkeeping, civil officials, and admin were the ones that I got, which is interesting because I do work in finance, but I don't do finance. Workaholism index, which is, I don't know if that's a word, but I know what it would mean if it was a word. And I got 39%, which is probably a little higher than I think I would give myself. And then career lucky charm, I don't know what the fuck these mean. I got fish tank, and in brackets it says peace. And then there are some matches of like the people who you work best with, and then people who they don't say you would work least well with, but I think they're just average people who are other roles, which the ones I would work best with are layer cake and tiramisu, and then just coworkers is the other profile, and they got cupcake and strawberry cake. So I hope that wasn't too much to indulge on. Maybe we can all reflect together at the end once we all shared. But Haran, I already know that we're just coworkers, but why don't you tell me a little bit about why?
You heard correctly, Christian. I am a cupcake from this test. I do think that I might have maybe answered the questions not to the best accuracy, because based on the description I'll get into just now, it doesn't seem like this should be me. But anyway, it says my strengths are geared towards action-oriented problem-solving and attention to detail. I'm like a cupcake whose knowledge and skills can only be seen once you open the wrapper. I solve problems, break through blind spots of the team at critical moments. Recommended roles are marketing, data analyst, psychology, medicine. I have 101% of the workaholism index, which I 100% do not believe in.
That's
cool. I feel like this would have been geared more to when I was in school, but I feel like since I started my job, it's not been the same in terms of like what this would describe. And my work besties are tiramisu and macaroon, and I'm just coworkers with Christian, the roll cakes, and strawberry cake.
I'm going to take out the same one as you.
Oh, God. It's worse. Was she happy about it?
I don't remember.
It's interesting how they don't have, like, duplicative, like, you don't work well with other people of your type or not work well with people of your type. So they're only reflecting on other roles rather than how you would work with like somebody else that's the same
as you, I guess. Oh, also I will say 18% are cupcakes, just to give more context. Yeah.
Interesting.
Trinim, are you one of my work besties?
I am one of your work besties.
Yeah, I knew it.
I am a macaroon. 9% of people are macaroons also. I got attention to detail, problem solving, and innovation. It says for recommended role, design, creative media creator, artist, and then workaholism index is 65%. I would say that's kind of accurate. My work besties are strawberry cake and Haran's cupcake. My just coworkers are layer cakes.
My cupcake.
Yeah. No, I feel like this is pretty accurate to an extent. I think it's tough because some of the questions, like one of the questions was like, oh, like if you had to make a resume or whatever, would you highlight your professional skills, your certifications and like your so on and so forth, like that type? Or would you make a resume that like shows your creativity and your personality and all this stuff? And I answered with like creativity and personality because that's what I would want. But that is not the strategy in which the world works, right? Like,
but I feel like the latter would be more appealing, especially like I think nowadays like resumes just get so
But the thing like, is, the way boring, people I don't know. Read resumes, right? People don't read resumes. Like, resumes are filtered.
Yeah, right. They go through bots. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So, like, I agree with what you're saying.
I guess you gotta need to mix them both.
I do think, yeah, this is, like, decently accurate. Because I think, even at work, like, I noticed that I am looking more so for, like, innovation than just being somebody that's just like, oh, like, here's the story, like, finish that shit, you know? Here's the task, finish that shit. Like, I don't know. This is kind of sad in a way, because it's like, I think I would love to be one of these things, sort of, but I just don't think that's ever going to happen. At least not right now. But yeah, interesting test. Harsh, you want to go next?
Yeah, layer cake. So I think we're just coworkers.
Yeah, thank God.
26% of people are layer cakes. The hashtags are like executor, perseverance, and hashtag just do it. The strengths are attention to detail, action-oriented, and problem-solving. Because you're a well-stacked thousand-layer cake, you always put your passion and action into work, no matter how difficult things are, and always manage to bring notable results. So it says, look for jobs that require practical operations, leverage your ability to get things done, and improve the company's productivity. So the recommended roles are software engineering, which is what I am.
And, did you make this? Did you make this test?
Yeah, honestly, is this your burner?
Architect, chef, and athlete. Workaholism index 87%. Career like a tumbler, which is strong character, and then work besties are roll cake and strawberry cake, and then just coworkers are macaroon and tiramisu.
I feel like ours are pretty similar. Like strengths, at least the strengths are like almost exactly the same.
Yeah,
that's crazy because he's a layer cake and he's a work bestie for me, and then you're cupcake and you're just coworker.
I'm not even related to Harsha. I think we're on the same page.
No, I'm just saying that there's like similarities, but they're in this way that they're framing it is like opposite, like
Yeah. So I saw that, I was like, yeah, it's pretty good quiz.
Yeah, interesting. So maybe next time somebody's looking for a job, we can use this profile to match to maybe something they'd be.
It makes sense. I don't think I could ever work with Harsha when I think about it more.
The fuck? Why not?
This test just proved it, man.
Are we working on the podcast? I guess we don't really do anything.
You never worked with me in math class.
Sorry, here we go.
Always happens.
This guy's got a grudge which he'll never let go, bro.
Me and Trun be the best friends at work, bro. I actually think if I worked with any of you guys like at an actual job, I would get fired almost like within a couple of weeks.
What are you talking about? I think we'd do a great job, bro.
Nah, dude. I feel I'd be laughing way too much. Like I would not be taking my job seriously. Well, not like I really do that much work right now, but
right now we don't get paid. That's like your only concept of
No. I'm not. Together. I'm saying like a job, like a desk job. Like if I went to the office, yeah.
I'm saying like if we got paid, if it was like a real job where we have to deliver real results.
No, I would try to get fired so I get to a different company. I don't want to work with you, bro.
Well, that's on you, bro. You're not even trying.
I feel like we'd distract each other pretty easily. I don't think it would work well.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't.
I actually think you and Harsha probably would work well. I mean, you guys like live together, so that's different.
I don't know. I think
Harsha wouldn't get distracted by us. I feel like.
Yeah, Harsha.
Yeah, he would just get it done. Yeah.
You get it done and then you come bother us. Like, are you still working on that?
Yeah.
That's why I had to leave Capital One. Turin is bothering me so much.
It was like 2 weeks. You're like, get me the fuck out of here.
I do still have you pinned in my favorite, my favorites for contacts.
In Slack?
In Slack, yeah.
No way. Well,
favorite, can you just message Harsha and be like, hey,
I think I can, right? Can you still message deactivated people? Yeah, I think I can. I should just talk to him like he's dead.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, man, it's had a tough day at work. I just really need someone to talk to.
When Tatum messages a Kobe fucking phone account, deactivated.
Yeah, you're still today, I just like to remember the good old days.
That's funny.
Harsha, since you were so good at bringing us this wonderful project and little idea, We remember that you have some story that we have all forgotten, to be honest, that you have to share. We're very eager to hear.
He has to share.
This guy.
You must share.
He's crazy. So
it's kind of funny now, but a month ago now. So
sorry, man.
Coming back from Champaign, taking like the late night train back to Chicago, and usually when I travel places, my parents usually ask me like, "Oh, let me know when you get home," especially if it's late and they're sleeping. So my mom, like on the way, while I was on the train, she was like, "Harsha, just text us when you get back to your apartment." I was like, "Yeah, of course, no worries."
Oh no!
But I didn't, because I just forgot. I was just like unpacking and whatever. I was like, and then next thing I know, I get a call from my phone at like 5 a.m. from my dad. And like I pick up the phone and I'm like worried, because I'm like, what's happening with them? Like, why are they calling me? Pick up. And then my dad's like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "Yeah, you were like, you're supposed to text, like you said you would text us and you didn't text us and we're worried." And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm just sleeping at home. I'm home." And cause it turns out they call me like a bunch of times. And I have them like on my sleep thing. I have them so that I get their calls, but it's on vibrate still. I didn't put the ringer on, so like it's been just vibrating and like never hear it. And they have my location, so like I was like, "Why don't you just check my location?" When I woke up after, I was like, "Why don't you just check my location?" And apparently, like, I guess they don't really know. Obviously, they don't know the area of where I am at that well to look at a map and figure out if he's home or not, because my like thing on Find My Friends was just moving around all over the place around this, like right behind my apartment. So it looked like to them that either somebody had my phone and was just like running around, or my phone was just outside and like moving around or something. So they didn't really know what to do because everyone was sleeping. And
oh my God,
my parents wake up at like 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. So like no one's gonna like talk.
What?
Like they couldn't have asked anybody and be like, "Oh, is they home?" Yeah. So they did what I guess the next thing you do is, if you're freaking out and you don't have anybody to call,
you call police.
You call the cops. Not the cops, actually. They didn't call 911. They called there's like some Chicago like helpline thing that you can call if you're worried about the well-being of somebody, like if they're like suicidal or whatever.
Oh my God, did they film like a Chicago Med episode at your apartment?
And they were like, "Hey, can you do like a wellness check on my son?"
Oh my God.
And then they were like, "Yeah, okay, we'll do the check-in within the hour." But within the hour I woke up, I was like, "Oh."
They call him back and they were like, "Yeah, his wellness is well."
They never called back and they never came, so.
Oh, that's worse.
Hey, yo. That's a story right there.
So funny.
Maybe they did, but like he didn't mention it.
Yo, what if it's just a way for people to collect data, like your address and shit, bro? Oh my God.
Whoa, shit.
I don't even know how they would get in.
But so what did you tell your parents after? Like, you apologize? Were you laughing?
I was like, "What do you think I'm gonna, like, you know, like, this is, like, right here." Yeah. Like, the location is the apartment, basically. Like, I'm in Chicago. Yeah, I'm home. Yeah. Like, you would have figured out. But, I mean, like, to them, it's like, you know, they'd have no idea, right? So, I get it.
Yeah.
Wait, so why was the location bouncing around? It just had to just
glitching, like.
Oh, just like an iPhone thing, maybe? Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool story. That was a good story, though. I'm glad you shared.
Such a prank.
If I shared that shit about my phone, what the fuck would you guys said, bitch? Yeah, that's right.
But we can. We're allowed to.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is so eerily similar to Samith's story.
Yeah, my fault, because I didn't tell him. And then apparently, like, my mom was still, like, they were so stressed out. Like, even, like, the next day, like, my mom, like, couldn't get anything until lunch because she was, like, her stomach is just, like, turning. And I was like, "Oh, my God."
Oh my God. As you're eating your chips while you hear about it.
Low key, I feel like ever since I moved out, I feel like in a way my parents have been like more chill about that stuff. Like before, like if we went on trips or when I went to Spain and all that, they were like, I mean, I don't even think they were texting me a decent amount, but it felt like more than what was usual. But then like nowadays, like when I take the bus back to New York or anything like that, I just like send a text maybe a few hours later and they're like, okay. But sometimes they just don't even.
I mean, they have your location, right?
No, no. None of them have iPhones.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess Pyle does, but what the
fuck? Oh, right, yeah.
Pyle, yeah, sure. Pyle checking.
Oh, that's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents just use my location, so they never actually, like, ask that often. I'll just say, like, oh, I'm getting on a flight, getting on a bus, but usually they don't ask.
Oh, you guys have that feature?
Life 360, baby. Cross-platform.
Life 360? Yeah. What are you, 8?
Wasn't that, like, a huge, like, scandal with Life 360 with, like, selling data and shit? Or am I making that
up? Nah, I have no idea, but we've been on that. We've been on that app for, like, 9 years, so. But, honestly, all our data has probably been on there for a while.
Crazy.
I blame Kunal, though.
Do you think that, like, if this were to happen again, like, the same reaction would happen? Or do you think it's, like, just because this is the first time in, like, 25 years that something like this has happened that, like, it's such a big deal?
Wait, why didn't they call Amrita?
She's sleeping, too.
Yeah, what is Amrita?
I assume she would be up because she gets
up. If they get up at 3 a.m. Eastern, that's 2 a.m. Central.
Yeah, that's fair. No, but I assume, like if they called her, like, she would get up. With, like,
her, but also, Harsha,
Maybe she... I don't think she has him as a favorite, so that's...
Damn.
Maybe she does. I should ask her now.
That's fucked, man. Even I have your parents as favorites in my Slack or work. Slack. No, I was going to say, they have that new feature that's like the check-in feature on messages. Where arrive at a location, it sends a text. So you should just.
I mean, at this point, I'm just like never gonna forget because it's like so ingrained now. But that's nice.
Also, I have it set so that every time I enter like the geolocation of my apartment building, my ringer automatically turns on.
Oh.
Mm.
So
that's
I
cool.
Never
actually, that's to, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Haran, you got that?
I didn't even know. I never looked up for that app.
Yeah.
Is that through setting iPhone settings? You have to get another app.
No, I did it through.
Is it a shortcut?
No, it's what the fuck they're called. The when you switch the home screens, like the mode, whatever the fuck the.
Oh, the focus mode.
Yeah, focus mode. I made a new focus mode just for like when I'm at home, and then you can set to turn on when you enter a location.
Nice. A lot of ways. I love technology.
Do you guys really get calls that often, like to the point where like you like turn your phone off when you're sleeping, or like turn off your ringer when you're sleeping?
It's never on. My ringer's never on.
My ringer's only on.
Prefer mine. Mine's never really that on either. I just never get phone calls that often.
It's more notifications that piss me off than phone calls.
Yeah, that's why I keep ringer.
Oh, my notifications always been muted. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, Harsha, we're glad you're safe and sound, but let's debate whether that's a good thing or not with a bunch of debate topics that we have. This is going to be a short game where we're each going to randomly be on one side or another, and whether we believe it or not, we're going to have to either fight for or against a statement. And so we're going to have a few topics that are going to be randomly generated and...
I can't wait for these generalized debates.
And so to make it fair, let's do two rounds, and we'll switch the teams up each round, so there will be one permutation that doesn't happen, but that's the way life goes. Let's start with how it is on my Zoom screen, which is me and Harsha and Tarun Haran.
Thank God.
And I'm going to randomize who is fighting for what side and what the topic is. So pick a number between 1 and 5, Haran.
5.
Okay. You are fighting for the no.
Against. We are against and this topic.
Yes, you are against this topic, and Harsha and I are for this topic, which is a very meme popular one. It's not that serious. A hot dog is a sandwich. So Harsha and I are going to fight for the side that it is a sandwich. And you guys are going to fight for the side that it is not a sandwich. Now, the point of this game, for those who do not know, is that we have no time to prep our answers. And we're just supposed to have one side go and then the other side rebut. And then that's kind of it.
Yeah.
And there's no... Usually there's another third party that like mediates and chooses a winner. But that can be you guys. So leave it in our Spotify description if you're still listening as to see who wins these debates. So let's go with 4. Harsha, we have to debate. Let's give ourselves 90 seconds to make a good pitch as to why the hot dog is a sandwich. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Great start. So I think, I mean, there's two pieces of bread and there's something in between, right? So, I mean, like, how the fuck could it not be a sandwich? Right?
Yeah, you're not going to call it like a taco. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, if you call it a taco, that's just cultural appropriation.
Yeah, and you're racist.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what cultural appropriation means. What
the fuck? Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think of ways as to why our... I mean, I think everybody's operating on the fact that we are correct. Like, if you operate on a day-to-day basis thinking that a hot dog is not a sandwich, you should be put in a mental institution. Now, we're not going to personally attack people here, but... yeah, what else do you think about this?
I think I've eaten a lot of Chicago-style hot dogs in my day, so, you know, I know that it's a sandwich.
Mm. I mean, the bread is necessary to be able to eat a hot dog in the style which it's normally served, right?
Unless you just eat the dog part.
I mean, yeah, but...
I don't know what to think. I don't know how to argue.
I think you guys are wrong. Common knowledge. Yeah.
It's just common knowledge.
Okay. I'm going to give you 90 seconds.
Ron, you want to go first?
Can I go first? Or you?
You can go first.
Okay. So what's the definition of a sandwich, Turin? Do you know?
I don't know. You want to tell me?
I think a definition of sandwich means there's two pieces of bread. How many pieces of bread are in a hot dog?
I believe there's one, Haran, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's interesting.
One
that
wraps around the wiener of the dog.
That wraps around, right. And what is wrapped around? It wraps around the hot dog. The hot dog is called the hot dog with or without the bread. Am I right?
Right.
So then suddenly hot dog with bread is considered a sandwich, even though it's called hot dog before anyway. So what? I don't know, man. There's just a lot of inconsistencies in our opponent's argument.
Sure, take it away, man. I completely agree with you in the fact that since it wraps around, it is considered, could be considered more so even a taco, right? I mean, a taco and a hot dog are similar shape. It's just a different type of, outside ingredient that is making that difference. I feel like our argument is pretty strong here. I don't know if I have anything more to say other than the fact that it is one piece of bread. And a hot dog is a hot dog, whether or not it's in bread. In bread.
In roll tide.
There's a reason why they call it a hot dog and not a glizzy sandwich. Right, because a hot dog, indeed, is not a sandwich. That'll conclude our argument.
Okay, here's your time. So yeah, you guys can decide who was right or wrong. My only rebuttal is that a lot of the time when you put a hot dog into the bun, it splits into two pieces of bread. That is my only...
That's if you toast the bread too much, move it on.
No, Your Honor.
Your Honor, this case is over. Move it on.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid. If I could get a chalupa and rip it in half and then now it's a sandwich.
Stop.
This guy's just being racist.
I mean, I do think Haran and I won that battle, but
yeah, you would think.
What is it? What's the usual argument for? Again, it's just
the fact that
like it's something in between two pieces of bread. What a stupid argument.
Yeah, but we definitely won.
I actually believe that is a sandwich, though. I'm gonna be honest. Cut that out, though. Cut that out. That's why I was smiling when you first said it. I was like, fuck, I don't. You can't pass
it. Yeah, I was thinking the same argument, Haran. When,
I think that's like the one everyone uses.
Yeah.
The basic.
Okay, this next one is going to be a little bit more
nuanced,
nitpicked as to who's fighting on which side. So I apologize in advance, but I think it's going to cause some good discussion.
LeBron James is not the goal.
I did not choose. Well, I found the topics that were already made, so I didn't come out of these out of the air. So let's switch up the team. Let's go.
Do not pair me with him. Do not pair me with him.
And Haran.
Oh, thank God.
And then Turin Harsha, the dynamic.
Fuck Haran.
We don't work now, well, remember?
Yeah, I want to cater this argument a little bit. So I apologize for playing my hand a little bit, but it's also going to hamper me, I think. Haran, we are going to be fighting for something, and I want you to be the main proponent of this argument, okay?
I'm the main proponent for the argument?
Yeah. We're going to be fighting for and
freedom.
Justice.
And Harsha are going to be fighting against this statement. You should put cereal in the bowl first, followed by milk. Now, I'm going to give us 90 seconds. Haran, you're going to kick it off.
I've been eating cereal my whole goddamn life. And not once have I ever put the milk before the cereal in the bowl. Yeah, I mean, I think honestly, just like when I eat cereal, like I think of it as a meal, right? Like the breakfast is a meal to me. So like I like to measure how much cereal I put into my bowl. And then I'll always compliment the milk to how much cereal is in the bowl, because I think that's the best way to do it in terms of getting a full meal out of your cereal bowl. Yeah, I mean, that's just always been my way of thinking. And it's the easiest, you know. Also for me, like, it's easier access to get the cereal first and then have to, like, bend down, get the milk from the fridge that's, like, lower in the cabinet. So it's, like, it's kind of hard.
I like it when you bend over for that. Anyway, so,
yeah.
I think that it's on the same line. It's easier to regulate how much milk goes with the cereal once you know how much cereal is in the bowl already. Like, it's easier to take cereal out first than it is to take milk out first. Like if you pour too much milk, what are you gonna do? Just like
you want leftover milk in your bowl? Yeah, you're gonna suck it like a dog, like a cat, you little weirdo, a little pedo. Get out of here.
Wait, what are we talking about? So to conclude our argument, like it's just all ease of access of, you know, putting cereal first, and it's easier to regulate. So you don't want soggy cereal.
Okay. Yeah, don't be a weirdo, guys.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, you guys are ready for your rebuttal in 3, 2, 1.
That's probably the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Yeah. You took the words out of my mouth, baby.
I also view cereal as a meal, like our fellow opponents. And I also like to have my milk a little heated up. You know, I don't want to just cold straight out of the fridge milk.
Oh, you want tea milk? Weirdo.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you, so please shut up. And so you could heat your milk up and have the cereal first, but then you're just wasting dishes. If you put your heat up your milk, you don't want warm cereal. That's just psychotic. So you just put the milk in, heat it up, and then put the cereal in. And then they're worried about proportions, but like, I don't know about you, but I use the same type of bowl every day, so I'm not an idiot. I can figure out after the first time like how much milk I need to put in the bowl. Yeah. So yeah, take it away, man.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think they were also mentioning that, yeah, like what are you going to do with leftover milk? I would argue that like Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk leftover is banging to drink. That's why people make ice cream flavors out of it. If you go to any fucking ice cream store in New York, they have cereal milk flavors. That's how good it is. That you want that. You want milk left over in the bowl. But that being said, I, like Harsha, am also not an idiot. And I'm correctly able to guesstimate and estimate and correctly accuratize the amount of milk for my cereal.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we were all able to have
that. That was the fucking stupidest argument I ever heard in my goddamn life.
I think we should rebuttal this one more time. Do one more round. Or do you
want so Harsha, when you put topic? Milk, or when you put the cereal to the warm milk, is the cereal not automatically warmer from the milk, or is it just cold as well? Is the cereal just normal temperature when you put the warm milk with it?
Yeah. Do you have cereal that like just always stays the same temperature,
no matter what's around it? Touching
it. Haran.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Have you tried cooking rice without water?
What?
If you cook rice without water, the grains get heated up. They get too hard. So similarly, that's why you don't put cereal in the bowl and heat up the cereal.
You said you don't want to
know. Case closed.
I have no idea where he's going.
Who let this dude go? Bro was cooking something.
Wait, what? Okay, now that this argument's over.
It's not. Like, we're going.
Oh, we're still going?
Yeah, we're still going, bro.
Yeah, I just want to have an open conversation about what do you guys actually do? Do you have a good...
Milk before cereal is the stupidest thing ever.
I'll be fully transparent with the audience. So my first opening statement was a complete lie. I mix it up. I think I usually put cereal first, but there are times where like I go to the fridge and then like I just pick the milk up and I put it in and then I'm like, okay, I'll just
go back and forth a little bit. Kind of dabbled a little bit with the team series. I wanted Haran to be able to argue against something that he does. I wanted to see.
Yeah, I will say this happened like on a spring break trip back in like freshman year of college with like some of my high school friends, and I got fucking flamed for that. Like literally happened like I think the first or second day of the trip. I got flamed for it for the next 4 or 5 days of like us just like not even eating cereal. Like anytime they'll just bring it up, they're like, I can't believe this fucking guy puts milk before the cereal. This guy's fucking sucks. And then
yeah, you're a Nazi.
Yeah, I haven't had cereal in years, but growing up,
what?
I can't remember like ever eating cereal in the midst of COVID. Even like I think I eat it if it's like available at a place that I'm at for some like a trip or whatever. But I haven't bought cereal in a long time. Anyway. I am a milk first, warm it up, put the cereal in, bing, bang, bong, have a good time guy.
What is this milk warm up? You eat all kinds of cereals?
Warm
milk
I like eating warm or hot things in the morning. It just feels better. Okay. I just can't eat cold things in the morning. It makes me feel like, it makes me want to go back and jump into bed again.
I want to debate that sometime. Because I feel like if I'm eating something warm, I'd feel like cozy and then I'd go back to bed.
Yeah, I would agree as well.
It could go both ways. That's fair.
I think only you've ever had warm milk with frosted mini wheats. That shit slaps. But the only because I do that because it dissolves the mini wheats because sometimes it's kind of hard.
What? I won't lie though. You eating frosted mini wheats is like, that's such an 80-year-old take, bro.
It's an 80-year-old take.
Yeah.
I like it, man. It's good. I haven't actually had it in a while, to be fair. But that was like my comfort food for a long time growing up.
Versus cereal. Cool.
I'm sorry. Well, you guys be the judge of who won these debates. Let us know in the Spotify polls. And let us know in the Instagram comments. And you can find us on Instagram at An Interesting Discussion. We got tons of things over there. We got guest posts. We got little snippets of our episodes. You can see all of our different guests that we've had on in the recent weeks and months. We celebrated recently our 200th episode. And special shout out to all of our guests that helped participate in that. If you want to hear more of this podcast, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google Play, LimeWire, wherever you get your podcasts from. Netflix docs, you know, all that kind of shit. But yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. And stay tuned next week as we have a very special guest on. And we'll look forward to seeing you then. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.